Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
George Karl, one of UNC's all-time greats, reached a pinnacle he never thought possible. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. With all the great players and kids who have passed through Carolina basketball, George Karl is one of the most intriguing. A cocky kid from Penn Hills, Pennsylvania, Karl was nearly blackballed by the team on his recruiting visit, but he channeled that cockiness into a style that thrilled Tar Heel fans for 4 years. Hair and socks flopping as he drove for the basket, pulled up for a jumper, or dived after a loose ball, Karl quarterbacked an NIT champion and a Final Four team for Coach Dean Smith. He had a short stint in the NBA, but by then his past coaches had turned him on to their profession, and he became an NBA head coach at the ripe old age of 33. Immaturity and competitiveness caused him to challenge players and rip down locker doors in halftime and postgame tirades. Again, almost blackballed from the NBA, Karl coached in Europe and the Boonies for 3 seasons before getting another chance with Seattle in 1991. He made the most of it and has become an NBA fixture ever since, missing the playoffs only 1 year when his Milwaukee Bucks went 41-41. Karl had to sit out 1 season with prostate cancer and then was hired by the Denver Nuggets, where he has coached overachieving and fun-to-watch teams for the last 9 seasons, 8 of which ended with a first-round loss in the playoffs. But Karl remains a fan favorite in Denver, where the franchise supported his second bout with cancer, this time of the throat, as he survived months of grueling chemo and radiation treatment. He has since returned, weighing less and stressing less by delegating to his staff and trying to enjoy pure coaching. He's done that with a team of talented non-stars led by Carolina point guard Ty Lawson, who is faster than Karl was, but otherwise plays a lot like his coach did. After a brilliant 52-25 season, an NBA best 38-3 home record at the Pepsi Center in Denver, and despite a loss to Golden State in the playoffs, Karl was an overwhelming winner of NBA Coach of the Year. He received the Red Auerbach Trophy at a humble, emotional press conference. Growing up as a basketball player and coach and being at death's door and back, George Karl has finally received the honor he only dreamed of. And just like George, he gave credit to everyone but himself in a decorated basketball life well worth living. This is Archansky. See ya.